Pickaxe.
Jetzt nur du, dein Podcast und eine leckere Auszeit. Ab zu Aldi Nord. Für 2,99 € bringst du deine Mittagspause mit Sushi ins Rollen. Lecker. Und für 1,99 € gönnst du dir danach noch eine kleine Eiszeit. Bei Aldi Nord findest du immer das Passende. Klingt gut? Dann probier die Snacktime Sushi Box ab 205 Gramm für nur 2,99 € oder Mucki Sandwich Eis je 8 Stück für nur 1,99 €. Das ist Gutes für alle zum Aldi-Preis. Jetzt in deiner Filiale. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Hey everybody and welcome back to another episode of Pyrian Loves Anime. Joined by Duncan,
hello.
Of course, and Pyrian.
Day three in hell.
So this is a little series where we do commentary tracks over anime. You guys, we can't just put the anime out on YouTube or the podcast because that would break all the rules. So you're going to have to watch alongside in sync on Crunchyroll. This is sponsored by Crunchyroll. They're very kindly paying us to do this, so holy crap, thank you to them. I've actually really enjoyed it. This is something I've wanted to do for a long time, and just experience the enjoyment of watching stuff and trying to figure it out with my lovely friend Pyrian Flax and Duncan. So today we have Kiznaver. Okay,
Kiznaver.
Yep.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You're gonna have to figure it out. I've never seen it, but it was on the list of things that we've got to go through. You guys can let us know what we should do next. but yes, if you're ready to sync up, we're going to go.
I'm ready.
In three,
let's do it.
Two, one, go. Okay.
Run.
It begins
He's on a treadmill.
It looks like a railway tunnel.
Oh, he's actually moving. Okay. Oh. Oh.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my God.
So either he's been teleported.
No, he's still there.
Well, he hurt his knee.
He's in... Oh my God! It's like this is in the future.
It must be in the future, in a Japanese. It's not building work.
It looks like some psychic entity is telling this child to keep running down a tunnel. Don't be worried. Just run down the tunnel. I'm up on the magic futuristic seesaw.
There she is.
She is.
Or he.
She's a robot. She's a robot.
Or ghost. She's barefoot as well, so she doesn't.
She jumps off the thing.
Oh my God!
Her heart's going.
He's kind
of
stabbed.
Blue power.
So he somehow... Did she kill herself and he took the pain or something?
I don't think I was a boy. I thought they were both girls.
12 years later. It's always 12 years later, isn't
it? Yeah, 12 years later.
Or 12 years earlier.
Yeah.
But possibly later.
Looks earlier. It doesn't look as futuristic.
Oh, God. Okay, oh, God.
Please tell me these aren't real things you can...
They're like mascots.
Well, look how
kids love
they are.
Terrifying
they
eyeballs.
They love punching them in the... it's like tearing him apart.
It looks like Mr. Wimpy a bit. Cut to a shot of a dead bug and a depressed...
It must be him, the same guy. Yeah. His hair went white.
Yeah.
When he...
So it's 12 years later then.
When he saw that girl kill herself.
God,
whatever.
The shots are so quick.
Man.
Trigger. I am triggered.
Not yet, you're not. Man, this is...
Oh, this is the first one with an actual, like, proper...
An actual...
Theme song.
Opening...
Intro.
Yeah,
I think there was theme songs before, but we were just talking over them.
Yeah, maybe
it's pretty quiet in my ears.
So are you excited for this one?
I like the kaleidoscopic intro.
What it's about or what it is.
I like them. Well, I like stories that are set in the near future. Mm.
It's interesting,
the reachable future. But the problem is that they don't age well. Like a couple of years go by, and then it catches up.
Yeah,
you're like, oh crap. I think Minority Report was set sort of about. Sort of 5 years from now, so wasn't it?
Really?
Tom Cruise film.
No.
Yeah, I think so. Feels like it wasn't set.
I mean, that's why you just need to say the near future.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, and there's a load of, well, characters in Hall of Mirrors.
Okay. Lay your hands
really
on
cool
me.
Really cool architecture. And she's obviously in charge of...
Man, I'm liking this so far.
The whole thing.
Are you actually?
Inside her eye is a load of control room.
I
this guy's like probably a hacker. She's like...
The thumbnail made it look a lot shitter than it was. Like, this actually looks pretty good.
Good God.
Trigger. Is it just called Trigger?
No, I think they're the people who make it.
Okay.
Well, but maybe that is the name. Maybe
Kiznaver.
That's like, maybe that's
Kiznaver
like the translation
mean
of the name. You what?
Maybe Kiznaver means Trigger.
Maybe it does.
In what language?
See, that probably says Kiznaver.
It says Trigger.
But it might well be the
who
word.
Knows?
Who knows? For God's sakes. So...
Looks nice. I'd like to live there.
Her skirt could be shorter.
Is he still here after 12 years? Because it looks like
bug.
He's in a similar place.
Still looking at a bug.
You know he's sad because he's in the shadow, Lewis, and he looks sad.
This bug's died. He's just staying low down because he can see up her skirt.
She's considering how to help him out with his morose.
She's like, I could walk closer to him, but he's really low and my skirt is really short.
Oh, emotion.
What did you think he said? I could see.
He was rude to her.
Up your bum from down here.
I could see everything.
For God's sake.
He says, I have a magical pork potato in my bag.
If you want to try and share it with me.
His hair looks like the inside of one of those cakes where you cut it, like a marble cake.
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh. And now they're dappled by sunlight.
So they're like school friends, you reckon?
He is a miserable guy.
Yeah, cheer the fuck up.
He's been miserable ever since he saw that girl jump off that building 12 years ago. And ever since then, since his hair went grey.
He's a classic teenager. They're going to be miserable.
But that's true.
The dappled light effect is quite clever. I do like that. You know they're walking under trees because they're under that kind of dappled sunlight. You know, that's quite nice. But then the characters are just... I just can't deal with it, Lewis.
Life is hopeless. Look, just put yourself in his shoes, people.
She's trying to make him like go out or something.
Imagine you still had hair.
No, I'm going to stay home.
Okay. Imagine I still had marble hair.
Yeah. I mean, he's lucky to have his hair.
He
There's
is.
A lot of people who go through these experiences. Their hair he's thinking back. Out.
He's picking his nose a little bit. That's fine.
Oh, the Tufts.
They're always coming twos. Hey, Tufts.
Hey, Tufts, go away.
He's got 33
yen. I've only got 33 yen.
Is that him getting beaten up?
Yeah, I think so. Look, he's got...
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he doesn't seem to be too bothered about it. He's like, wow.
He's used to it. He likes the pain.
But come on up, you get. Oh, no. I'm just going to sass you. That guy's fucking huge, by the way, to be in the same year as him at school. There was always one kid like that, just massive.
He's like, he's freaking out somehow. I don't know. What is he?
I think he's saying just get it over with.
He's sassing them.
Just hit me, I like the pain.
Interesting. When the toilet was free, it went from red to blue, not red to green. Interesting. Look, we killed you.
That's his friend. His friend's going to come and save him.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, here we go. What happened?
Here comes an ass kicking.
Oh my,
literally.
What the fuck? He like
flying butt shot. Oh, he's teabagging him.
Oh, good. I'm glad we've got some revenge. Rapid revenge.
Man.
He's enjoying that too much.
Peace.
he's
grabbing his dick.
Right. You want to kick him in the balls? Come and kick him in the balls. Perfect chance.
Your one opportunity.
Is he going to fart in his face? Give him some proper pink eye.
He's killed him.
He's dead.
Well.
Oh no. You're a murderer.
The rest of the series is about...
Jail. It's a jail. It's a jail.
No, the thing is, if they're school kids, and he's a grown-up, he's just assaulted a child and teabagged him to death. And now he's going to fuck up this other kid. This is what I do, young man. I beat up children. Oh, he's going to pull his face off.
Oh, don't worry. It's all right. He was just messing with them. So, yeah, what is he? Where does he come from? Is he a member of the staff or do you think he's a teacher?
Yeah, teachers do that. He's in
the school too, I reckon.
He just doesn't give a fuck, so he wears what he wants.
Yeah.
Oh, look, he's really upset about it.
Oh, they've always beat me up, he's saying.
They beat me up all my life. I've never given a shit. I just stand there and take it.
He's kind of like bored by it. It's like it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
He's not like trying to run away or anything.
But are we meant to associate this character as the hero because he just takes it on the chin, getting beaten up? And
maybe.
He's like, yeah, maybe he just can't feel.
Maybe. When that girl died, it sucked all the emotion out of him.
He's got no nerves.
He's got no feels.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. He's not sad. He's not happy.
Now this teacher's going to fuck him up. Look at the muscles. He gave him the sleeper hold.
Uh-oh.
Stop beating up the pupils. Headmistress. Yeah, the headmaster's like, look, I've told you.
God's sake. Stop doing that.
She got some creepy collar on. Did you see that?
Is he going to hospital?
Because it cut away before we had a chance to figure out what the fuck was going on.
So they're in school again now.
Okay. Listen, back to class.
in class. This is where in the schools in Japan, what they do is they have fully grown men learning alongside children. That's what happens.
There's a teacher playing some like weird anime porn game.
I think so.
Okay.
I think he lost all of his in-game currency there.
She said no. So empty seat.
Did you see that? There was a hook under the chair, so I guess you can hang your bag on it.
Mm.
That's quite clever. Like, I know they have those in sushi restaurants, but to have them in a school, okay, that's quite cunning.
Some kind of thinking operation.
I reckon he got some of her blood.
She was...
Is that her, do you think?
No.
Is it someone else? She's got the collar.
He's just been beaten up again.
He wakes up on the roof.
There was a... that sound effect, that was good. You can almost see up her skirt, just to keep you interested in this shot.
Like, pan down.
See, that background's nice.
Yeah, it's
nice.
Pretty.
Anime has nice backgrounds, generally.
So,
They draw the banality of the backgrounds well. I like that. It looks like a real place.
Mm.
It's so strange. I wish they carried that ethos through the whole thing. Realism, right. Lewis.
Well, it's super realistic.
Yeah.
Right.
So we've got... Do you reckon she must be in the school
somehow?
She's
a teacher.
Do you reckon she's in charge?
I reckon she's a teacher. She's
she probably is some sort of teacher. Oh, the custard.
We don't know what the setup is in a Japanese school. Maybe the older kids are expected to mentor and be like the buddy. Because like my eldest is about to start junior school, and they have a kid who's 3 years higher that's sort of their buddy to guide them through the junior school process. So that might be the case. White splash! They're going to jizz on someone again!
Why do they have such weird-sounding stuff?
So is that the guy that... No, it's someone else. Yeah.
My friend went to Japan.
He's the teacher who was looking at playing the game.
He's the pervy teacher.
Pervy sensei.
My buddy went to Japan and he said that it's quite common on Japanese t-shirts and stuff for them to have English words on them that they think sound cool, but whose meaning is completely lost on them. So he saw a guy with a t-shirt that says Jazz Holocaust.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, they just have all these shirts with stuff like that on. And
sounds like a good band name.
Jazz Holocaust.
It's not like a death metal band.
Yeah.
I think I've seen them.
So she's insane, and yet she's allowed into the general populace to just be crazy.
She's a student.
She's an insane student, though.
Yeah, she's not.
And she is...
I think she's a teacher.
Is she mentoring... emo guy.
Yeah. God, I wish he'd pick himself up a bit. I can't stand emo.
He's just so miserable all the time.
She's got Charlie Brown neck syndrome.
Yeah.
Good grief. And he is just like Charlie Brown, so they should have a lot in common.
Is this sort of a church window that she's looking at? It's quite sort of stained
glass. It's mopey.
Look at his hair. It's so strange. It's like an old lady's hat. That's been knitted into his hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see it now.
Oh, dear.
She must have said something deep there. I'd love to know what the spiritual journey he's going on in this scene is. He's in the darkness, Lewis, and she's in the light. Can you see? Can you see?
Come into the light.
And he can see the light in his eyes.
Remember when you got your ass kicked? Yeah, like 1,000 times.
Remember when you constantly got beaten up for your whole life?
I feel like the journeys the characters go on, they fit it into one episode. And then the next episode is some increasingly insane... Like, his journey, each episode is so bonkers, it has to get more and more out of control. Yes, you can kick ass if you stop being so emo. Okay.
He's having a heart attack.
She's got no nose. Oh, wait, there it is. Okay. Whoop.
Ooh.
He's got a powers in him, and he just needs to find them.
You have the magic woman's bike in your heart.
Whoop! She's striding at him with purpose!
Jeez.
She's going to fuck him up unless he uses his powers. She's going to literally push him into the light. There we go.
Oh.
Oh, my God. She's going to kill
him. She's going to kill him. I don't think she is a teacher, actually.
She can't be. She's shorter than him.
Well, she shrunk a lot in the last, 5 minutes.
Yeah. I thought she was really tall.
Look at my armpits.
Oh no!
Oh my god, does he want to? He wants to die.
No, I think she's saying, look, you just need a push. Your powers will awaken if you just get fucked up down the stairs. Trust me. if she, it turns out she's just fucking with him. That's the best. You can just see her pants in shot there. Yeah, just have a look at her knickers, for goodness sake. Use your magical powers, you fucking idiot. I'm inspired by the pants.
I've seen everything from this angle.
You can't see her pants.
Okay, so...
what the hell?
What happens?
I don't know what's going on.
Next scene,
this one's much more confusing.
Yeah, hospital.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
They're like the friendly mascots.
Welcome to the future of the NHS.
Maybe they're like robots.
They're like the nurses.
We're so short-staffed, we have to employ Mr. Wimpy.
No, this has got to be a dream,
right? What the
fuck
is going on?
It's got to be... oh, it can't be... yeah, it's got to be a dream sequence now. So he thinks he's going to... he's going to die, but no.
I hope it's like that bit in Jacob's Ladder where they go into the hospital and it's just all terrifying demons. Nope.
God, he's in like some sort of alien.
This is a lot harder to follow than the other two.
Yeah, this is actually.
I have no idea what's happening. I don't think he does, though, either. So maybe it's all right.
Is he in hospital?
She brought him flowers. I'm sorry I pushed you down the stairs. I thought you had magical powers.
Oh,
all your friends are here.
Oh, wait a second. They're in some kind of secret underground ship.
What do you mean?
Like, this is their base. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, this is their kind of like, they're like the resistance.
Yeah.
He's like, what? They're a secret club.
Yeah, I reckon that's what this is. She's like, I had to push you down the stairs to knock you out, to get you here secretly, because this is a secret location. These are the life points of all the baddies in the city you must defeat or something. Look, they're active. See, these are their cameras.
We have all these cameras. Oh, okay. Oh, man, this looks like a nice place to live.
And their job is to watch the city.
Looks a bit like San Francisco.
Okay.
Loading.
Please
just be Cooking Mama. I want to see more Cooking Mama.
Now we will cook.
What a kooky bunch. You know that the oddball character, the girl with the funky hair, is like the comic relief, right?
I don't know what's going on, P-Flax. I'm just
dazzled. She's the leader of some kind of underground group, and they've recruited him. And I think she's saying to him, look, you've got magic powers and stuff. Come and join us. We're all hipsters.
I don't know. I mean, that's the best theory we've got.
Yeah, it is the best theory. Please do leave a comment if we're wider than Mark.
Please help.
I can't believe they watched JoJo's great animation adventure without the subtitles. They lost everything.
Oh, look.
Oh, my God.
These things are like actual baddies. They're kidnapping people.
Holy shit.
He bangs on the roof. Oh my god.
Oh, they're experiments on people.
They do experiments or like.
And this club of people have all been experimented
all been,
on.
Are they like secret agents?
No, I think she's saying these are all of you have been experimented on by the suited dudes.
By the creepy things. Connection achieved. Who pushed him down the stairs? See, it doesn't show on the camera.
What the hell?
She did.
Maybe if someone takes like an injury, they get taken to hospital and then operated on by these weird robots.
I'm actually curious to know what the fuck this is about.
Look, we...
there's no way to know.
We're never going to know.
We're never going to know. I'm never going to watch this again with subtitles on. But Duncan could, and you could tell me, Duncan, all right?
I could look up on Wikipedia.
We'll let you know, P-Flax, afterwards. If you're genuinely interested.
I just want to know what it is, just roughly. See how close I was to guessing. You know that she's a serious character that's never going to be any kind of love interest, because she's got this kind of otherworldly, ethereal quality
like
to her.
AI.
And her hair is kind of grey or silver. They always have that. That's the love interest always has like bright pink hair or purple hair or something like that. But the girls with the white hair like that, I think it's meant to look like they're sort of untouchable.
Mm.
just staring at.
That's very strange perspective. Is he in front of her? Okay. Oh, he was behind her.
God, yeah, that was weird. I just have no idea what's happening.
Yeah. It's a mystery. But even though she's not the love interest, we, the viewers, get to see her pants at every opportunity.
I think we might have to cancel this one. It's just too weird. We didn't really get it, did we?
Oh, no, no, this is good.
It's fine. I want to know what happens. Lewis.
Don't stop
no,
it!
No, Lewis!
All right, fine, I'll keep it going.
We can do another one afterwards, if you like.
Yeah, we think we should do, just because I think this one will have to scratch it.
There's too much dialogue and not enough sex squids.
There's not enough crazy shit. We need a crazier one, really.
We're literally now just watching it.
No, I'll stop. Put the subtitles on.
I think, basically...
That one was too hard to follow.